This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, DJV program. See, I remembered so far. It is Friday, December 7th, the day which will go down in infamy. And this, a lot of people will be talking about that today. And we will be among that group. I get my mouth there all worked up. Hello, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. But Jennifer's not here, right? Wasn't today the day that...
She has a toy drive, I think, today?
A toy drive.
Yeah.
Let's have our own toy drive. If you could have a toy drive for you, Victoria Keelan, what would be the toy that you would like to have more than any other toy that exists?
Oh, jeez. That's
what
a good
toy
one.
What toy would you like to have? Aren't you glad I asked? All right.
It would have to be something very techie. I think it would be something, maybe like a projector screen for movies at home. I think maybe that.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to remember that. All right. And what about you, Kara? Kara Schillens, that's Controls in our studio in Washington. What would you like to have if...
I feel like tech is a good one to go for because it's expensive. So either... I've got so many options. A brand new laptop, a really nice speaker system, a new car. I'll take all of them.
New iPhone.
Really?
We need to get Kara
a new
iPhone.
That's it. I'll take a new iPhone.
She still has a 6.
Yeah, you used to laugh at me when I had one. Now I'm up in the big
town.
Now Doug's beating me. I'm the tech expert, but he's more advanced.
Yes, it is. All right, Victoria, speaking of advancing, let's advance the cause here with what the hot story of this half hour is.
Well, I think we may have a new UN ambassador, and that is trending right now. President Trump is expected to name Heather Nauert as the new UN ambassador, and she is the State Department spokeswoman currently. And so if she gets this new job, that is obviously the highest profile position in U.S. diplomacy. And the announcement is expected to come at some point today. So if she will replace Nikki Haley, then... we'll see where that goes. She's a former Fox News host, as well as having some background in the State Department since 2017. Apparently, though, she might have a tough Senate confirmation hearing. I think it looks like people, Democrats and some Republicans, want to grill her on her qualifications, because obviously the UN position is a very prominent position, and Nikki Haley, I think everyone kind of agrees, Nikki Haley did a really nice job in that position.
I'm not going to vote for her for president because she's going to run for president. Nikki Haley wants to run against Trump in the primaries.
I did not know that, but I'm not surprised. But I give
Why
Nikki Haley
are
a lot
you
of
not surprised.
Well, I think that she's I think she's ambitious, and I think she really showed herself to be very competent on a global stage. So going into that position, I wasn't really sure how she would do, but I have to say I was very impressed with her performance as our UN ambassador. So if she has loftier political goals, it makes sense, and I think she'd probably, you know, be a good candidate. I don't know that she's ready to be president, but hey,
what,
you know, who knew Trump was ready to be president either? So I guess it's could be anybody's game.
So what is there that you'll be? I'm thinking, frankly, what I heard as I was traveling out of the country for the last 10 days, where there is in many instances when I would travel this time of year, I take my time. And over the last couple of years, I've been to England and Italy, and I went to Peru over the last 10 days. And the focus on America is not there the way it is in Italy or the way it is in England. And I wasn't, there just isn't the focus. And so there wasn't a lot of conversation about politics in this venue that I was in, or the venues that I was in. And so, and I kind of lost track a little bit.
Probably a welcome change, right?
Yeah, I didn't pay
much attention to what was going on. I knew George Bush had died.
Yeah.
And there were other things, the G20 thing. I saw that on CNN International. But it really blew me away, frankly, how biased the news coverage is, not only in our country, but elsewhere around the world. And when it comes to America and what America is doing, I saw the high five that Putin gave to that creep from Saudi Arabia, and you know the business about what when the first meeting was held, how and Trump just walked by Putin and didn't even look at him. That was an interesting optic. So you know you get that sort of thing, but the focus is so different because politics is so corrupt in places like Peru.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Bolivia also. I think the day before yesterday. One of the things though. About the relative, I took a tour actually around Lima. Didn't realize the last four presidents, and this is comparing it to our country now. So I'm just, that's one of the reasons that a good international trip is good for the soul every once in a while. The last four presidents in Peru are in jail. All four of them.
Really?
Have been put in, yeah. They're in jail because they were corrupt. The Bolivians and the Brazilians, excuse me, trying to have a big hand in Peruvian politics. And as a result, all these presidents have become corrupted for different reasons. So each year or two, the vice president becomes the president, and then that person goes to jail, and the next one, next vice president becomes. So I was just thinking about how that might, how would that work if it was that way here?
Can you
see a lot of it. Italy has very corrupt governments, and they're replacing them. They have new elections every 8, 9, 10, 11 months.
Over well, there. I mean, look at England. England can have a special election whenever they want to. It just seems
anytime.
Like it's, it is amazing to have. To think about the instability that some countries have, and I think that we do take that for granted here. We haven't jailed a president, and I think ever, right? Nixon would have been maybe the closest.
So we think we're
unstable lucky, I
guess. Here, but we really aren't as unstable as many other places, especially South America. I've never been to South America before. This is my first trip. Lima is a fabulous, very interesting city. The country, I was in the desert. There's so many different, it's a long, thin country. There are so many different things, the people and the mixes of the Incas and the Spanish. A lot of Italians are there, too. It's really very, there's some interesting pictures of me with some of the natives I probably should post on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
The business about how you are taken or understood, much different there, because remember, this is not a white country. This is not Whitesville. And so, but it's not Blacksville either. It's a combination of different things. And the most telling, the most interesting, we went into Machu Picchu. There's a little square, those of you who may have traveled. I was in the mountains in Machu Picchu. I was in the desert. I was in the jungle. Went and sat for a couple of hours in the coldest water I've ever sat in my life. And I just below
a
waterfall.
Polar bear plunge?
I did, but it was really good because you can't go anywhere and escape. There were two or three things I did that I couldn't escape. I took a hallucinogen, and it really made me crazy
for a couple
of days. I did. I took something called...
You did
called, not. Yeah, I did.
Please tell me it wasn't ayahuasca.
Well, I get close to doing that, but I didn't do it.
Oh, no.
I did something else called San Pedro, which is
Wow. I've heard of that.
Oh, my God.
you managed, this is hilarious, you managed to make it all through the 60s and 70s without ever touching on the drug scene, and you go to Peru at now in 2018 and start doing hallucinogens.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a good way for me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So did you feel like Jim Morrison? Did it open up the mind, the doors to your mind?
I saw people, a couple of people that I'd only seen pictures of that I was connected to through other folks and conversations and things. But my mother came in. This was one of the most interesting, compelling, important weeks. You know, you don't, I'm a great believer, and I've said this before many times, nothing happens to you by accident. Things that you are going to experience, you're going to experience because it's scheduled, it's there, it's for you. And it was time for me to have these experiences, frankly. And it wouldn't have worked probably at any other time in my life to have the experiences that I did.
Yeah, but you were ready for it.
Yeah. And one of the most uncomfortable things was especially up in the mountains, it was hard to breathe. I had a couple of nights when I had to take oxygen. We were 14,000 feet in a couple of these places, and you don't breathe. Remember, when you get into an airplane, they put the oxygen on at 10,000 feet for a reason, because the air is so thin, you don't get any benefit out of whatever little oxygen there is in the air. Mm-hmm. So we went across, we stayed overnight at Lake Titicaca, which is the largest, I think second largest lake in the world. Huge, like an ocean. And we spent a day on it and moving across it. And so being on a boat out in the open lake was okay. But if you're in the hotel one night, I didn't sleep at all because I couldn't catch my breath. So, and that's a really uncomfortable feeling if you've never. And there were a lot of things that happened that were uncomfortable, but they were good because you need to, everything once in a while needs to be challenged. I think that's what happened in this event over the course of this last 10 days. So you know all three of you did a fabulous job. I was going to call on a couple of different occasions, and then I decided, you know what, I'm not going to.
We would have welcomed that, but we also wanted you to have some time off and to relax and do whatever you wanted to do. That's the point of a vacation.
Yeah, well, the fascinating thing, Victoria, is that we were in the Pacific side of South America and in the Eastern time zone. I had forgotten, for whatever the reason, you look at a map and you can see how South America juts way out into the Atlantic more than does America. Mm-hmm. So the fact that I was on Eastern time, but I was in Western South America, in the probably westernmost city of South America, Lima, by the way, is the second largest in terms of area, second largest city in the world behind Tokyo. And the traffic is unbelievably bad. But there is a Gold Coast, sort of, the west side on the beach, reminded me of Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Long Beach, any good big American city that was on the coast. Very, very beautiful. And things are not expensive. It's not an expensive place to be.
Did you have any language barrier issues?
No, I got to the point
where... I know you were with
a
group, so that kind of... I don't know, do you speak Spanish?
I speak enough, but there are combinations of things. They have a couple of different languages. The Inca language still is very prevalent, and especially when you go out of the city. I was in three or four cities, pretty much everything is Spanish. But when you and the English, they're okay, buddy. They're good when it comes to English. But the tourists were there for Chinese tourists. My God, all over the place, just amazing. So
that's not a place you would think of for Chinese tourists. But
no,
that's cool.
They do. They fly Los Angeles and then Los Angeles down to Lima, and there were tons and tons and tons of Chinese around. So good. It was good. It was very, very helpful.
Great.
And delightful. Thank you, ladies, for doing such a great job. Here we are, and nothing really seriously changes because MyPillow still wants you to know how fabulous the opportunity is right now at this time of year when those of you who are scratching your head thinking, what am I going to get that's different for Fred? Well, Fred may be tossing and turning if he is losing sleep, or if you are. Perfect gift time. Special people need to have a special night's rest. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is going to bring you a MyPillow. Maybe that's not quite how you did it. Promo code DJV. Save up to 50% on all the MyPillow items. You want to have a great night's rest? You want to be thanked forever by whoever friends and family is that you have? Go to MyPillow.com. That's right. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. Four for half the price. Two premium MyPillows. Two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com. Thank you, Doug. MyPillow.com. Code DJV.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
We get a kick out of this on this trip. Every experience we were having, the group that I was with, we all became great friends, wonderful people. And they got used to every time something happened, I'd start to sing some kind of song.
And they're still friends with you?
Yes, they are, in fact. Yes, it was a wonderful group of wonderful people from mostly Canadians, actually. There were a couple of Americans.
Oh, they're very friendly. That's why. Okay, that explains it. Yeah, they put up with the singing because they're too polite.
That's very nice. 24 after the hour here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Our music focus starting with Stevie Miller. Mr. Miller is joining forces with Marty Stewart and his fabulous superlative band for a pair of music from Appalachia. Or some people say, Appalachia. If you say Appalachia, I'll say Appalachia. These shows are being performed today and tomorrow at Lincoln Center's Rose Theater. Second show will be streamed live at, what is it, livestream.com? Where is it being streamed?
Livestream.com/jazz. And also at the Lincoln Center Facebook page, they have it streaming free as well.
So what's the event, Victoria? Steve Miller says he's going to shed a different insight into the music of that area down in Appalachia. What's
Yeah, he did a series recently of the Delta Blues and kind of his take on the history of the Delta Blues, and so now he's moved to the music of Appalachia. And so he and Marty Stewart are kind of they're exploring a lot of that, and they're reinventing it, and it sounds kind of cool. So if you're interested in music history, which Steve Miller really is, I think it's kind of cool to mix. He said you've got a mix of people from the English Isle, Scotland, Ireland, and then West Africa, and all of that together formed the music of Appalachia. It's American. It's really true American history, which is cool.
Musical history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Such standards as In the Pines, Old Hat, No Hard Times, John Henry. It's really, when you started out, Kara, with Take the Money and Run, that's a very traditional Steve Miller tune, the kind of stuff that he's known for. I'm not sure, at least in my wheelhouse, that he was as well known for doing this sort of thing. Has he been doing this for a long time?
I think this is more recent in his career that I think he's sort of exploring different types of music and different instruments and things
like
that.
How old is he? He's about my age, isn't he? How old is Steve Miller?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I don't know for sure, but I think so.
The old, the raging and aging rockers are at it. Steve Miller and the Steve Miller Band. Okay, let's see. What else are we got here musically? Tim McGraw is going to have a four-day event in Cuba, announcing that come next to May, he's going to be making a trek south of the border for Tim McGraw, one of those Havana nights. Let's see, May 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th in Havana. Event being presented as part of the cultural exchange program that we are having with Cuban artists. I really want to try, if we can make the technology work sometime over the winter, to do a few days in Cuba. I think it would be, again, great stories, what's happened down there, which has been out of reach.
They just got 3G internet, which was a story we talked about earlier this week.
Really?
So the people of Cuba finally have 3G internet. And if you think about it, your phone is like three steps ahead of that. So
yeah.
I don't know technologically if that would work for the show, but
a lot of people
I would love to go to Cuba.
Who are doing these shows, a lot of people that are doing television programs, they're not doing them live because they can't get them out and they don't have satellite stuff. So they can't get them out of Cuba. Which, the whole thing seems weird because they're so close to us. Anyway, so Tim McGraw, is he big in the Latino community? I didn't realize he was a big hit with the Spanish.
He did a Spanish language version of Humble and Kind earlier this year that was a big hit on Spanish stations. So, I think he's moving in that direction.
Blondie is also going to make a trip to Havana. Maybe I'll schedule mine for the time she's there in March. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program, Friday.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit DrChristianConti.com.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New details can be expected to be released when it comes to the Russia investigation later today, as today is the deadline for the Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller to explain to the court why it accused President Trump's former campaign chairman Paul Manafort of lying to investigators and breaking his cooperation deal.
December 7th, 1941...
Young listeners may recall asking others where they were when they learned of the 9/11 attacks. Those who were around decades earlier were asking friends and loved ones, where were you when you heard of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor? Hours later, President Franklin D. Roosevelt made one of the most famous radio addresses ever to Americans.
A date which will live in infamy.
It drew America into World War II.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours, to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Four half the hour now on the DJV program. It's Friday, December the 7th. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you very much to Victoria and Jennifer and Kara for doing a yeoman's job. Richie has been in and out of here, I think, as well, plus whoever other...
took a village.
Voices. Yes, it did. Took a village. So the passing of George Bush did get my attention. I always liked Pappy Bush. I thought, even though I didn't vote for him the second time because of his business about taxes, that's not his legacy. His legacy was being a good person and bringing into focus things. There are a lot of people say, he was greedy, he did this, he did that. You know what? Everybody has opportunity in his or her life to do things that are maybe going to enhance their situation. I don't know that would be the thing I would remember about George Bush. I only met him once. I met his wife once. And they both impressed me. And it kind of, there's a trail there. When you're married to somebody for 72 years, see, I think that's part of the legacy. You know, talk about his children and what they did politically and what he did in his career as a public servant. The first thing that always comes up when you're talking about the old man, and that's why I refer to the father, Bush 41, is the picture of him when he was 18 or 19 years old in that jet in the Pacific Ocean after he'd been shot down and him surviving. That sort of set the tone, really, for him and I think his life. Mm-hmm. So the things and the video, I did not see the services at Washington Cathedral. I did watch last night as I was going to sleep on C-SPAN the services from Houston and that train and that whole pomp and circumstance and that whole business, which I thought was really quite well done, well engineered. But I didn't see anything. What was that? The whole business at Washington Cathedral, Bush and then Obama and Clinton, what did they have? Is Clinton, because Clinton was very close to him.
Yeah. I know you had a wonderful trip. That was the one thing I wish that you had been able to see, because I thought of you a lot. I watched the whole thing, and I think so much of what was said about him would have resonated with you. It was just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful service. It gave me just the chills in certain parts, and George W. gave a wonderful eulogy, and he had a very emotional moment at the very end. He broke down, but he really held it together and just, you know, and told a wonderful, wonderful story of his father's life. Alan Simpson was hilarious. He made everybody laugh.
The old senator. They were great buddies.
He was very self-deprecating and very funny and just really told of the loyalty that George H.W. had given him throughout his tumultuous
You know, that's a
career.
Great word for him. That's a very... Yeah. Of
it was
all
a theme.
Of the things.
It was definitely a theme that kept coming up. Yeah. Integrity and loyalty were two things that were the real resonating themes. And Brian Mulroney, the former Prime Minister of Canada, just gave a wonderful sort of political perspective of their time together. And then John Meacham, the historian, he started it out. And that was just really interesting. There were lots of things I learned about President Bush that I didn't know. And
for
I think
example?
A lot of people... I knew some highlights of his military career, but there were some, he went into a little more detail about that and how that kind of really propelled him into public service. And he had always questioned why he had been saved that day when he was shot down and why him. And so it was a really wonderful theme of his life. He always kept questioning why me. And he felt that his life's work needed to honor that blessing that he felt that he was given that day that he was saved. So it was just really wonderful. It was such a complete, as complete as you can tell a life, a story of a life, excuse me, of a person's life. I thought it was just, you know, in 1 hour, it was a very well-rounded description of his 94 years. And it was just beautiful. And I thought it was a beautiful moment for America and having all of our living presidents together. And minus the BS that the news media, oh, so-and-so didn't look at so-and-so. It was so, that was just, I really
did
tuned
George
that
Bush
out.
Did George sit next to Michelle? Was there
No, George was with his wife and the family on the other side. But I don't know if you saw this viral video. When he came in back of the casket, he went over to greet President Trump and Melania and then the Obamas and then the Clintons. And then Rosalynn and Jimmy Carter were at the end. But he slipped some candies from his pocket into Michelle's hand because he had done that at McCain's funeral. And she laughed and it became this big viral moment. And it was just wonderful. And it was really, really nice to have everybody together and seeing all the sitting presidents together. And Clinton was, as you mentioned, was very emotional, too, because he was so close to George H.W. And George W. mentioned George Clinton's friendship and said he was like a brother to him because they were brothers from different mothers. And it was so wonderful. And the 21-gun salute, and hail to the chief. It was, I've never seen a presidential funeral. And so it was really wonderful. I had the best time watching it.
Since there was a presidential funeral. 21 plane flyover. I remember one, was it, one winter, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, I took a week and I flew around the country to various presidential libraries. I did the program from a different presidential library during President's Week.
That's cool.
It may have been 10 years ago. I can't remember. I remember going to Houston, to the Bush Presidential Library and excuse me, that's where I met him. Long time since, obviously, he had been president because it was in the, it was during the Clinton, was it during the Clinton years? No, it actually may have been during the, it was before September 11th. I do remember that. And so I went to the Eisenhower Library in Abilene, Kansas. That's where I started the week. And then I went to the up to Michigan to the Gerald Ford Library, and then I went down to Houston to the Bush Library, and went to Nixon's Library. And if I forget who the other one was, I went to the Eisenhower Library in Pennsylvania. So every day I'd be in a different place. And I remember going to the Bush Library and thinking it was strange because it was so modern. It was very out of
sync. That's at Texas A&M, right? Is it on that campus or right near it?
Yeah, I think it's right. If I remember, it's on the campus. But it was just strange. It didn't look like or feel like George Bush. You got inside and you knew the difference inside. But looking at it outside, there was stark contrast to what you would have thought in the traditional. And the fact that they lived in Houston, really, they weren't Texans. You know, George Bush comes across as a Texan. They're Connecticut Brahmins. And he grew up in Connecticut. He grew up in Texas. He became an oil catter. That's where he made his money. He and his friend, and I remember I started this a couple, 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about the Carlyle Group. Mm-hmm. And Carlucci is the guy that was his Secretary of Energy. And they started this Carlyle Group and got a lot of wealthy friends who invest in different kinds of oil and other businesses. Anyway, remembering George Bush is very appropriate. The way it was done, I thought, was extraordinary. What I could see, anyway, from moving him around to having that service, I did not see as much. Thank you for thinking of me. I did not see as much of it as I wanted to the Wednesday service, because I did want to see what Clinton had to say. I've read it, and what Obama had to say. There wasn't really the connection between Obama and Bush. It was more to George Bush, and they have been pretty friendly. I didn't get, nor was there a whole lot of hoopla about Trump being there, and you know the foolishness that the news media would make. That's not his shtick anyway. The guy was a good guy. He did a good job. If he'd have been president for who knew under the circumstances, president, but for two terms. But the tax thing really did. It croaked him. He didn't realize. You know, he was a lot. Those people are a lot out of touch. I'll never remember. I mean, I'll never forget, as I remember some of the things in his life. The Hallmarks. He went into a supermarket one day. There was a big to-do about the price of a loaf of bread and, you know, how it related to what people were having to pay for food. So he went into a grocery store. He didn't have any money. He didn't have any credit cards because presidents aren't allowed to carry any money. No credit cards, not even a wallet. So he went in because he didn't know what the price of a loaf of bread was. And he bought the loaf of bread, and then he couldn't pay for it. And it was just this whole moment. The look on his face was just, it was very priceless to understand what it was. How out of touch, not only he was kind of in a way, but most presidents are really out of touch, frankly.
Well, they're very sheltered in a lot of ways.
They are.
You know, it's interesting, though, that you mentioned, you know, at his funeral service at the cathedral, everyone who spoke, none of them, including George W., shied away from talking about, you know, his very public setbacks, if you want to call them that. Everyone talked about the no new taxes and how the Republican Party turned on him and things like that. And, you know, and we sort of off the air, Kara and I were talking earlier this week, you know, it's politically there on the, you know, there were a lot of people who disagreed with him on the left and, you know, a lot of like the LGBTQ community that back then, you know, is just had a lot of issues with a lot of his policies and things like that. I think it was really, it was obviously less about politics and more about the person, the human being. Yeah. And that was nice to celebrate that. But, you know, a lot of things that you learn, too. I think Clinton would be the first one to say, if George H.W. doesn't raise taxes, then Clinton's not in a position to leave us with a surplus. And so it's that domino effect that every president has on the next one. And so it was really interesting. And I think that we tend to isolate our presidents in terms of this is their 8 years what on an island did. Or 4 years on an island. And it's never an island.
Doesn't
it's
work
all
that way.
Related. Mm. Yeah.
One of the things that was also telling about George Bush and what he had to do politically versus what he really believed. The most important evidence of that was the abortion issue when, in order to get curry the favor of that part of the Republican Party, he had to sort of toe a line. And Barbara, she had no use for it at all. She said in a fairly public way that He didn't believe in any of the stuff he was talking about. He was just saying it because it was politics. And she never would say anything that was politically correct because that's not who she was.
Right.
And so the whole business that came up during the election and then what he really was not. She said he doesn't believe that stuff. He's just saying it. So today is Pearl Harbor Day. Most people remember December 7th, 1941, a day which will live in infamy. We know the Japanese attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor. It's there's an interesting contrast right there. And thinking about George Bush being in the service during World War II, the people who died in Japan as they attacked the Hawaiian base of the Pacific Fleet, and we were in the middle of peace talks. That's why a lot of people today who are still around the old-timers don't trust. Well, the Japanese had attacked China, and they wanted the Chinese oil. Chinese were vulnerable, and so this really started. This is an oil war. The whole and the fact that they were as despicably distrustful as they were, and that was what gave all the stuff. It's not in your. It's certainly not in your generation. It is in mine. I remember it being passed down from my father's generation, and I didn't have grandparents, but you know, well, my grandfather, but he didn't fight in the war. The whole business of not trusting Japanese people and Asians. And slanted eyes and all of that stuff, which was very much a part of the vernacular when I was a kid growing up. Can't trust those Japs and the slanted eyes and all that. That came from the experience of us being in negotiation at the table with them at the time they surprised Pearl Harbor. That was all part of it, and it has played a part in our foreign policy for... No, I mean, not now, because the Japanese, we rebuilt.
Isn't it amazing how different it is now?
No, yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah,
for our generation growing up, it's just so
what was
so
that whole business?
Different.
Remember that musical group that was called Slanty Eyes or something and how politically incorrect? I mean, Kara, what was the name of that group that we talked about earlier this year that was...
Oh, there was
the Slant Eye thing. That was so politically, yeah.
I forget.
I think
they
were called the Slants. But...
Yes.
Yeah, right. And it was, oh, my God, can you imagine talking about Asian people with slanty eyes? Well, that was the whole thing about the Asians after World War II. During World War II, all those people that were encamped, whether it was appropriate or inappropriate, nobody was taking any chances. And so there was and frankly, understandably so. There were people who said that FDR was trying to get us into the war because we needed to help spend all the money to get us back on our feet after the Depression. Whether that's true or it isn't true, I don't know. But I know, and that there were people who thought that there were folks in Washington that knew there was going to be an attack on Pearl Harbor. Then they let it be because they wanted to get us into the war. But still, it was a horrible, just a horrible reality. And that whole business of what we remember, that's been lost on a lot of people because I think your generation... And under, there's no real direct connection. Anybody in your family fight in the Pacific in World War II? Either of you?
My grandfather was in World War II, but not in the Pacific. He was in the Navy in the Baltic Sea, but nowhere near, nowhere. I don't have any connections there. But I think Jen has talked about her grandparents.
Yeah.
She remembers having lots of stories about their connection to it.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's see where we are here. 10 minutes for the hour. This is the DJV Friday program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. Doug with Victoria Keenan, who's our expert when it comes to trying to synthesize the top 5 stories of the week from the world of technology. Let's go from number 5 to number 1, as we usually do, Victoria. Starting at number 5, I must say I have not stayed up with a lot of this stuff. So why don't you, this is DirecTV and Hulu, the focus here. How are you going to put them together?
Well, as video viewing behavior becomes more about on-demand streaming than, you know, watching live TV or cable, a lot of companies are figuring out how to make money on that. And so DirecTV and Hulu are being pretty transparent about it, and users are not liking this, but they say that they are going to now have a new type of ad that runs when you pause a video. So if you're watching a TV show, if you're streaming a movie or whatever, and if you hit pause, you're going to be forced to sit through an ad in order to start your show back up again. It's pretty sneaky. Yeah, so Hulu calls this a pause ad. They'll be introducing it next year sometime. They haven't announced a date. AT&T, which owns DirecTV, they want to make some more money, and so they're going to do the same thing. Netflix so far has not said that they're going to do this. They may wait and see how it goes with DirecTV and Hulu, but hopefully it doesn't happen with Netflix. But this is the new way to make money when you are streaming. And even if you're a premium customer on Hulu, apparently, you will still be forced to sit through the ad.
Really? Mm-hmm. All right, there it is. Reality of advertising settling in a little bit. Number 4 on our countdown of the hot technology stories of the week, a focus on AT&T.
Yes, AT&T says they will no longer offer prorated credits if you cancel a service with them before the end of your billing period. Now, this change goes into effect on January 14th of 2019. It applies to DirecTV, UVerse TV, AT&T phone service, AT&T internet, and fixed wireless internet accounts. So now, unfortunately, no matter when you cancel, you'll be charged for the full month, However, they say you can still use the service until the end of the billing period. As it is right now, if you want to cancel something, I would recommend doing it before January 14th, and then you will get some prorated credits for the rest of your billing cycle.
Number three in the top five, Apple and their music service coming to Echo devices. I don't think there's any surprise here, do you?
Well, Apple typically has been very insular, and they have not let their products cross over with anybody else. However, they're learning that it's probably a wise move to let Apple Music stream on Alexa speakers and Echo smart speakers, because that's the largest smart speaker platform in the world. So right now, if you have an Amazon Echo smart speaker, you can listen to Spotify, Pandora, iHeart, and TuneIn. So Apple Music, starting December 17th, you can also listen to it then.
Really? Number two, Tom Cruise in a new public service announcement. I don't know what motion smoothing is on television. What is that?
Okay, well, here's the thing. Most people don't know what it is. That's why Tom Cruise, who was wearing, in this video, he was actually wearing his Top Gun costume as Maverick, because he's in the middle of filming the new Top Gun movie. He and the director of Mission Impossible Fallout, his name is Christopher McQuarrie, they appeared together for this PSA. And so motion smoothing is, if you have a flat screen TV, pretty much every TV comes built with that system. And what it does, if you're watching, the best way to describe it, if you're watching a football game, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, Doug, I know you don't watch a lot of sports, but if you're watching a football game and you see the ball get kicked for like a field goal, when as the camera pans and follows the ball, the audience, the people in the stadium are very blurry. And so what motion smoothing does, it smooths that out so that there's no delay in the way in the action. And so it's motion smoothing is basically designed for sports viewing. However, the downside, it makes everything else that you watch look worse. So movie directors and actors are now joining this movement saying you've got to turn off the motion smoothing on your TV because it's making your movie look like it has a soap opera effect, like it's kind of cloudy and halo, and it's not as clear as directors and actors want it to be. So the big thing with this PSA is you can Google how to turn off the motion smoothing on whatever brand TV you have. It's pretty easy, and you can just go through the settings and do it. But I just did it recently after seeing this Tom Cruise thing, and it makes a big difference on the screen. Huge difference.
Mm-hmm. Number one, this is a big story, and the ripple effect where I was, even in South America, Marriott, the massive data breach. Wow, what a 500 million guests. Woo.
Yep, and so some combination of mailing addresses, names, phone numbers, emails, passport numbers, credit card information, lots of that stuff has been stolen. And so Marriott has offered a free web watcher to help protect against identity fraud, and they have a separate dedicated website and call center. So if you have stayed at a Marriott, then definitely give them a call.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items from the world of technology that were important this week for us to go over. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.